Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, the N3 both directions between Bedford View and Germiston, an absolute mess and serious queuing traffic from Buccleuch all the way out to Four Ways and everything through Leslie Avenue between the highway and Monte Cassino.
The insurance fraud case against the Gauteng nurse and her co-accused has been postponed to next week, Tuesday. Police has to verify the address and criminal profile of the second accused for possible bail application. Sithembile Xulu is accused of killing her domestic worker 2 years ago to claim millions in insurance payouts. And moving abroad, the BBC reports that more than 70 million Americans, about one in five of the population, are currently living under heat alerts as temperatures soar. Warnings have also been issued in four Canadian provinces, where about more than 30 degrees is also expected as these spaces and countries are gripped by heat wave. And scientists are now warning that these events are becoming more frequent and intense as a result of climate change. More on these stories at 7. Sticking abroad, as retail trade sales in South Africa will be announced by Stats SA tomorrow, it was the USA's turn today. Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities has more.
Retail sales for May came in lower than expected at 0.1% versus 0.2% month-to-month expected. The year-on-year figure was 2.3% versus 2.7% previously. This is probably good news for interest rates. Industrial production, however, picked up to 0.9% growth versus 0.3% that was expected by economists.
Where the markets in the USA traded flat today, Europe is telling another story.
The FTSE in London, 0.6% to the good. The DAX added 0.3% and the CAC 40 in Paris, 0.7% better. Brent crude oil is trading around about $85 a barrel again, in signs that economic activity is picking up again, but Saudi Arabia warning that it might once again curtail supply.
A dollar at this stage trading at 18 rand 7, a euro 19 rand 41, and a pound 22 rand 95. Gold trading at $2,328.09 per fine ounce. I'm Marlene Frischer, more news at 7.
We start off with the live action, this one coming from Signal Iduna Park in Dortmund, where Turkey are taking on Georgia in Euro 2024. Met Muldir, he's the man who scored the goal about 6 minutes ago for the Turkish, so they're leading Georgia by 1-0 still in the first half. 30 minutes have gone by. Manchester City will begin their Premier League title defence away to Chelsea on the opening weekend of the new season after the fixture list was published today. On August the 18th, Pep Guardiola will be up against his former assistant Enzo Maresca, who was appointed as the Chelsea boss earlier in the month after guiding Leicester to promotion last term. And in some rugby news, Peter O'Mahony will captain the Ireland squad, missing two key players in their test against South Africa in July. Ireland head coach Andy Farrell named his 35-man squad for the upcoming tour of South Africa, led by veteran loose forward O'Mahony. And Ireland will be without their star scrum off Jamison Gibson-Park for the tour because of injury, while loose forward Jack Conan will also be missing the series because of personal reasons. Ruan Vermaak says that the Vodacom Bulls won't fall asleep against their quality Glasgow Warriors outfit when the teams clash in the URC final. It's happening at Loftus on Saturday. Glasgow converted a 7-3 halftime lead against Munster in Limerick to get into a 17-10 victory and book a place in the final against the Bulls, where it's going to be titanic, of course. And Gautam Gambhir is in pole position to become India's next head coach after media reports suggested that he was the only one to apply for the high-profile job. The 42-year-old flamboyant left-handed batsman scored over 10,000 runs in an international career over the three-four